the Cajun French Music Association. Okay. Tonight you're in for a treat. The first group up here comes to us all the way from Chicago, Illinois, doing Cajun music with a lot of harmonicas with Zoe Savage. Now, that's a good Cajun name, Sauvage, right? Right, Jerry? Sauvage, that's a good Cajun name. And following them, one of our favorite Cajun musicians, vocalist, been around forever. And anyway, we call him Cajun. August Broussard and friends will be out here to do some really traditional Cajun music. And your host tonight, your friend and my buddy, Mr. Ray Landry, will be out here to host the show for you. So, without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Chicago's Zoe Savage.
I like that meme. Zoe, where you at, baby? I got to see you here, somebody, if I'm talking to you. Listen, just want you to just introduce all of those people real quickly. Starting on this end, maybe, with Claudia.
Have the one and only Miss Claudia Wood, who has been a huge part of bringing us all down here. Miss Claudia Wood, we would not be here without her. We have Al Nemchek, Linda Gordon, David Kahan. Right? Got that. Close enough. I'm sorry, David. Leo Gordon, Joe Felisco, Ginny Morin, Jim Lucas, Paul Nelson, and I'm Zoe Savage. And
of great. All the way from Chicago.
You bet.
That second song says Tigalo. Is it Tigalo Pumamu?
Tigalo Pumamu, you okay. Betcha.
Let's hear it. One. Tigalo Pumamu.
One, two, one.
Thank you.
lope, mamu. J'ai vendu ma démolée pour 15 sous. L'asthénée comme les blues pour les nuits. Une serre de café pour les nuits. Tigolo, tigolo, pour mamu. J'ai vendu ma démolée pour 15 sous. L'asthénée comme les blues pour les nuits. Un yard de ruban pour la guerre.
And I'm not sure if you noticed there, but Jim Lucas here is a songwriter. You'll get to hear another one of his originals in a few minutes. But he wrote some English verses to that song for us, too, so that we could have the Cajun French and the English as well. It's a little easier for the class to learn.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play the next song, and then after that, we're probably about halfway, and then you and I will chat a little bit and talk
Sounds
about Chicago.
Good.
And how cold it is over there, and why you're here. So we're going to do one, La Voz de Cherokee.
La Voz de Cherokee, exactly.
All right.
Okay, once I get all my harps in the room. Okay, wait, okay, so intro, C straight. One, two, three.
Thank you.
So I know that everybody's asking themselves, you know, a group from Chicago playing Cajun music on harmonica. You know, how in the world did that happen? You know, our very own Jerry DeVilliers right
exactly.
there with the camera in his hand.
That is the beginning, middle, and end of it. Jerry DeVilliers.
He's
right
a, you know,
there.
He's a harmonica player as well, an accomplished harmonica player. From what I understand, Zoe, correct me if I'm wrong, but he would go to all of the harmonica festivals.
The conventions,
and then y'all
yeah.
heard him play some Cajun songs on the harmonica, and you say, what is that? I love that stuff.
Well,
I like that me.
I met Jerry a bunch of years ago, can't remember when exactly, at one of the harmonica conventions, and he was so sweet to me. You know, it's that Cajun hospitality. And so I brought back the Cajun music to Chicago a little bit. We started this class, and as a joke, I said, we should go down to Louisiana. We should go to Eunice.
Absolutely.
We should go. And they took it seriously when I said it.
I know the feeling. So are you familiar with the CFMA, the Cajun French Music Association?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, do y'all have a chapter? You do know you have a chapter in Chicago.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I always forget about it, but yeah.
So I know that there would be a big influence on you guys to make sure that you learn some new Cajun songs and stuff. And maybe when we have the big festival here in August, you could come down and play Cajun music, maybe.
Ooh, that would be
never
awesome.
Can tell.
We'd
like to see them at a festival, right? So then. So I'm a little confused on the next one, on number four. Tima.
Tuma Patien. This one, we found one recording by a man named Artelius Mistrick. He was a Cajun harmonica player, and he recorded this in November of 1929, Tuma Patien. And he played it beautifully on harmonica, so we were like, yes, we have to learn this. And I thought it would be fun to bring a kind of less well-known Cajun song as well. We enjoy it very much. We hope you do, too.
Well, I thought I knew everything there was to know about Cajun songs, but evidently you know more than me. That's great.
I don't think so.
Okay, let's try it. See
okay.
how it works.
Tu m'en patin in C straight.
Thank you.
So I think there's a couple of people who have been truly instrumental in bringing us all down here, and that's, of course, Jerry DeVilliers, the beginning, middle, and end of it, Miss Claudia Wood, Jasper and Madeline Manuel, my mother, Dean Von Driska, who's here, Martha, Jim's wife, came down also, have all been helping to get us down here to Eunice, Louisiana. So big great. Thanks to them.
Well, someone recorded a song, and they call it Tuli de Pula Mam. That's a great song, actually. I love it, and I do recognize that song.
Good.
So why don't we just jump into that next song? Everybody knows what it is anyway. We won't tell everybody what it is.
Well, yes, but this one is going to be very special. We're going to bring the man himself, Jerry DeVilliers, out to lead this song for
there
us. Miss Claudia Wood on vocal. Jerry DeVilliers himself.
We're not going to tell everybody what the name of that song is. We're just going to see if they recognize it.
We'll see if they get
it's
it.
It's only the most favorite and most played Cajun song ever. Okay. Are we ready, guys? We want to make sure we get Polly Ann in the last song. So there we are. Jerry DeVilliers, our own Jerry DeVilliers, and Claudia Wood.
Okay, here we go. Dale's not here tonight, but we're going to try to play something that he's...
Don't tell him.
Huh?
Don't tell him. Let him guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They might not be able to make it out. Okay, here we go. Too close. On my bell and I feel so fine. On a bus I got to hang to town. Not with me and my tail is sure it is. A place can't see. It's a party. Dalla porta in the air. Dalla premi di mongi case of the lies. Mason lays with the primarche. More on the back of la mesa. More the lays like my police. It's a money tranche. It's a party. Dalla porta in the air. Père était là quand j'arrivais. Il a essayé de chanter mon idée. J'ai pas écouté, je l'ai trop la tête dure. Et j'aurais elle m'a passé dans la porte du maître. J'avais un tas d'amis quand j'ai fait de l'argent. À ce que j'ai l'argent, ils vont le payer. J'étais dans les lacs, j'ai dans la gare. Ça m'a lancé, parti de la prison. Ils m'ont passé dans la porte du maître.
That's what I'm talking about.
So this is the Muscovy Ducks from Chicago with honorary Duck Jerry DeVilliers and Miss Claudia Wood.
Hold on, we have one more song, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we got one more. Oh, so we're going to do it. You two are going to do it. So they left you on your own. So, and we're going to do something called Polly Ann. Are we ready? All right.
Now you've all heard the story of John Henry, famous steel-driving man. Well, John Henry had someone he loved called Polly Ann, and we decided she deserved her own song. Took sick and went to his bed. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Lord, Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Lord, Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Polly Ann could drive that hammer. Polly Ann could drive that steel. She worked shoulder to shoulder with the men all day. Then go home and cook the evening meal, Lord, Lord. Go home and cook the evening meal. Go home and cook the evening meal, Lord, Lord. Go home and cook the evening meal. She cared for John in the evening. Go to work the next day. And when payday came at the end of the week, she only got half of John's pay, Lord, Lord. Only got half of John's pay. She only got half of John's pay, Lord, Lord. She only got half of John's pay. Hey, Joe. Said we pay a dollar for a man like John. The wife only gets 50 cents, Lord, Lord. The wife only gets 50 cents. The wife only gets 50 cents, Lord, Lord. The wife only gets 50 cents. John Henry is buried neath a tombstone that says here lies a steel driving man. You can look around that graveyard all you like. You will find a stone for Polly Ann, Lord, Lord. You will find a stone for Polly Ann. You will find a stone for Polly Ann, Lord, Lord. You will find a stone for Polly Ann. You will find a stone for Polly Ann, Lord, Lord. You will find a stone for Polly Ann.
Jim Lucas, folks.
Joe Felisca.
No, they're there, but the microphone's got to work, all right? A little louder, please. Okay. Can you make this a little hotter, please? Especially in the monitor. How about another great hand for the group from Chicago? Listen, some of us go all the way to Chicago to listen to Chicago blues. How about it? And they came all the way to Unison to play some for us. That was great. Totally amazing. You know, I tried playing harmonica one day. You got to have all this wind. And if you notice some of these guys when they were playing, some were playing the lead and some were just playing background bass music. And if you notice, most of them had two harmonicas. So they would play the lead and go to the bottom and play the bass and go to the lead. So totally amazing. If you ever Have you ever thought that you could play the harmonica? Yes. If you ever thought that you could play the harmonica, you just grab one of those things. I tried, but somebody kept stealing all the air. I didn't have enough air in my lung. You ever try to sing a song and you run out of air towards the end? That's what it was when I was playing the harmonica. I would run out of air all the time. Let's see, the rest of this month, in fact, next Saturday, the 23rd, with the Acadian with Ryan Simon will be here. March 30th, Jackie Kaye and Ivy Duga will be here. And We Ready, Mr. August Broussard and friends, let's make them welcome. The Louisiana Ramblers Waltz, c'est correct, August. Well, evidently they weren't ready, so we're going to talk some more. So they're getting ready back then. I told them, I said, listen, people pay $5 and they want the whole show full of music, right? That's why you get the $5. So I told them, I said, listen, we're going to have to get work back there. We're going to have to speed up things and back. So that's what they did. They just, if you notice, they were already running on stage, but they're still not ready. Are we ready yet?
We're ready.
Okay, the Louisiana Ramblers Waltz with August Broussard and friends.
Thank you.
Oh, I like that meat. I got to tell you, last week, August, and Henry were guests at the jam session at Vermilionville. And I tell you, the room was full, the front porch was full, the back porch was full, and moi j'étais dans mon plat. I was in my plate. I tell you, I love the music of August Broussard and his group. And we're going to go, J'aimerais connaître, I'd like to know, Mr. August Broussard and friends. Yes, sir. Mr. Kevin Bro on drums back there, hidden behind August. Mr. Dudley Hebert on guitar right there, on acoustic guitar. Of course, we all know that man with that wonderful voice, Mr. August Broussard, on accordion and vocals. All the way, that young man playing that, electric guitar all the way on the end of it. It's Tanner Ritter. And his younger brother, who will soon be the star of the show, Mr. Jake Ritter. This man right here loves those kids because it's his grandsons. Mr. Mervyn Fall on steel guitar. And all of the cheering section over there is the Falls and the Ritters. There's Mom. There's Mom Ritter right there with a big smile on her face, I tell you. Nobody can wipe that smile off that face, Mr. Janice Ritter. Don't even try, she said. I tell you what, we're going to do something, one of my favorites, the Eunice Two-Step, Le Deux Pas de Eunice. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes as a host, especially if I go from side to side on the stage, I'm going to forget somebody sometimes. And I got to tell you that the next guy I'm about to introduce is one of the finest music instructors on the planet. He teaches almost every stringed instrument out there, including accordion. It's not a stringed instrument, but he teaches accordion as well. My friend and all the way from New York City, Mr. Henry Hempel.
There you is know, the, a competition between me and Henry.
I'm sorry.
He does it over there at Grand Coteau. I do it in Lake Charles and surrounding areas.
That's right. That's right. August is a music instructor as well, accordion. And boy, I should have taken vocal lessons from him long time ago. I tell you, I love the kind of music he plays, and we're going to do something called le deux pas de l'hôtel, the l'hôtel two-step.
Voilà, grand hôtel.
Boy, like that me. You know, y'all playing around on the weekend, August?
Not much,
huh? So if he plays around the Lake Charles area, somewhere, Iowa, Iota, somewhere around that area there, I know I would travel 150 miles to listen to the music of August Broussard. I've done it before, I'm thinking. Yes. What's good about hiring August? Well, the first thing is his talent, you know, with the accordion and the vocals. But second of all, he brings Mr. Mervin with him, and they bring all of his family with him. So you don't need to have anybody else at the dance. Just his family is going to be enough. But I heard they don't drink, so you don't make no money. I'm just joking. The next song is La Vasa Kaplan, the Kaplan Waltz. Kaplan Walls. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
You know, we're going to have a special guest come up in about in 1 minute. You know, I had the pleasure of visiting Mr. Fall. He lives somewhere. You go to the end of the world and come back about 10 feet. He lives right there. He got some beautiful exotic birds. He's got these miniature horses. And he lives way out in nowhere, in no man's land. And I can say that because he said he moved there because he's got all these beautiful daughters. And he didn't tell none of the boys where his beautiful daughters were. So he just let those boys know one thing.
He find out where they lived at?
He told them that he had a shotgun. And a beautiful place over there. Had an extreme pleasure to go. We drank some coffee. We drank some wine. We had a great time. All right. The star of the show, Mr. Jake Ritter. Let's give it up. Is his microphone hot? Jake, how have you been?
Good.
That's great.
Yeah.
You've been you've been practicing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, great. So are you ready to sing for everybody and play the accordion?
Yeah.
Okay. Is everybody ready to hear Jake? Okay, Jake, what are we gonna do?
The two songs, Lafayette Two-Step, but first one I want to play is J'ai Passé.
J'ai Passé Devant Ta Porte. That's the first one. Okay, the show is yours, buddy. Come on, folks. 5 years old. I don't think I was walking at 5 years old. I know I wasn't talking at 5 years old. Isn't that amazing? You know, Mervin and I talk about the preservation of our culture all the time. As old musicians, him and I, we are concerned about making sure that traditional Cajun music, you know, it's not that we close-minded and just enjoy traditional Cajun music, because we do. But we also enjoy more upbeat Cajun music, as long as it's done in Cajun French. We enjoy Creole music, as long as it's done in Cajun French. And this is sure a way for us to preserve our culture. A kid 5 years old singing and playing the accordion. And that's his mom on the front row, Janice. Turn around so everybody can see you, Janice, and wave at everybody. Isn't she pretty? So Actually, Jake already won a school contest, right, Mom? Well, come see here, Mom. I need to talk to you just a second. So, and I know I'd probably never get it out of Jake. So, what contest did he win? I'm gonna hand you the microphone. No, yeah. What contest did he win?
The school talent show.
And he won first place in the school talent contest. That's people, and that's in what school is that? Lacassine Elementary, right? Or I'm sorry. Lacassine High School. Wow. And he won a contest. Wow. Okay, Jake, what are we doing now, buddy?
Lafayette Two-Step.
The Lafayette Two-Step. Look, you think he's nervous? No. He's got stage presence like I've never seen in anybody. The Lafayette Two-Step. Your show, buddy. Let's go. I said it before, and I'll say it again. They got so much talent coming out of that neck of the woods, from Lafayette all the way to Houston, Texas. All of those Texas Cajuns and all of those West Louisiana Cajuns still. And look, another one coming down the pipe, Mr. Jake Ritter. That's what I'm saying. You're the man, buddy. Love you, buddy. Okay, the Big Wood Waltz, La Vache de Grand Bois.